Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
We've got Ferguson Mayor James Knowles, who's been a longtime friend of this program, on the radio this morning. James, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Mayor, I know it's probably been a long night for you. You told me you weren't sure you'd have been to bed by the time we spoke this morning. What was your evening like over there last night?
Well, I did get some sleep last night. Saturday night, I didn't. And I can tell you it's certainly was a surprise to many of us that that the violence was going to kick off, especially the level of violence that would kick off after we had protests, you know, several days this week across St. Louis and all day on Saturday, only for it to devolve into, you know, what we saw Saturday night and then again last night. And what we've learned is through, you know, our intelligence gathering and social media is that, you know, when the mayor of Minneapolis, you know, allowed the protest movement to destroy and burn that police precinct up there, all it did was create a symbol and now a goal of people across this country. And now, you know, the Ferguson Police Department is their goal to go out and destroy police departments. They believe that that is why that officer got arrested. And just by virtue of timing, it's what it looks like, right? I mean, they burn the police department down, he gets arrested the next day. But now they're empowered. You know, and empowering people like this is very dangerous, especially in these times.
No doubt about it. Mayor James Knowles, my guest this morning. You know, I'm so glad you brought that up, Mayor, because I'd said on this program earlier, we've seen this movie before. I mean, people and other mayors across the country didn't need to guess at the best way to deal with this problem when peaceful protests start to be taken over by people who want anarchy. You lived through this in 2014. And, you know, I had Tom Jackson on the other day, and he pointed out to me that they thought they had things pretty much under control until the state came in and took away power from your local police department.
Well, that's right. And I'll tell you, it is very much similar to movies we've seen before. But what we've seen over this past weekend is this sequel is, you know, bigger and badder than ever. And as it often is with sequels, right? And I'll tell you, this is what we saw Saturday was not protesters who got out of control or people who were an isolated number within a group of otherwise relatively peaceful people. They came out organized, equipped with tactics, planning to assault law enforcement officers and planning to destroy the police department. That was not something that anybody anticipated. I mean, they were running plays like a football team out there on our cops. And that's how they damaged our building. That's how they nearly burnt it down. They went in waves. You know, they used distractions. They tried to outflank. They were able to break windows, which is all they were trying to do. And then they stood across the street and tried to shoot commercial grade fireworks into the building through the holes. I mean, this was not something they cooked up while standing on the sidewalk across the street. This is something. And by the way, now we see that this happens to be the playbook they're using across the country. So, yeah, it's like a bad sequel. But by bad, I mean more explosive than ever. And the one thing I have to say is I am appreciative of the protesters who did come out and who did say, look, you know, we're going to have an 8 o'clock curfew. You know, those of us who want to do our thing, we need to try to clear out of here and let you know, let us separate from those kind of people who are trying to do violence. That's something we tried to get them to understand back in 2014. I think maybe they understand a little bit more today.
Yeah, it's a good point. Mayor James Knowles joining us this morning. Channel 4 has a story that the Joint Terrorism Task Force in St. Louis has arrested a man who was providing a napalm recipe for some of these protesters. They picked him up at a Red Roof Inn. I don't know if he's local or not, but it gives you an idea that there are people coming in from outside of the area who aren't necessarily even maybe residents of St. Louis County who are actively involved in some of this. Have you seen that?
I saw that report. I do know that they are monitoring the federal government and others in the Joint Task Force are monitoring a number of different outlets for that intel. We certainly have seen chatter across the nation about, finish the job. In fact, they spray painted on our building.
Wow.
The words finish the job 2014, because that's what they wanted to do in 2014, at least a group of them. And they've now made it their goal to find a way to finish the job here in Ferguson and burn down that police department. But we are adamant about stopping that. And that's why you saw the police response, to stop that. And unfortunately, our businesses are becoming collateral damage with this. They're trying to lure our officers away from the police department. So they go next door, they break out some windows, and they taunt them to chase them. Well, if they do, and then they do, and then they outflank them and come around and try to get at the police department or at the cop cars in the back. And so it becomes this cat and mouse game. But the officers have been relentless. They are doing a tremendous job, and they certainly have the toughest job in America right now.
Mayor, have you requested the National Guard? Will you?
So the National Guard is active and participating in this effort, like we have in the past. We put them in roles. Or we have been putting them in roles to help free up officers, law enforcement officers from the area that are actually more trained and better equipped to deal with this. As oftentimes we hear about bringing in the National Guard, they're not typically equipped, nor do they have the amount of consistent training to deal with this stuff. They do a great job and they're a huge help, but we try to use them to help free up, especially for like active arrests, to try to free up state police, county police, and municipal police so that they can actually do active arrests out there. And we were able to arrest about 10 people in the end between county and Ferguson last night. But it's really a harrowing job right now to go arrest these people, because in the past you go out and send a team out to arrest somebody. It takes three cops, to run out there, protect them, grab someone, bring them back, behind the skirmish line. To do that right now is dangerous. I mean, there are cops in other cities that are getting caught in the protests and getting really hurt because this isn't just a group of people out there protesting. These are people who are actively trying to hurt these officers. I mean, really trying to hurt these officers, not just throwing rocks. I mean, they got bombs, like commercial grade explosives.
Yeah, that's frightening. Do you have are polls open tomorrow in Ferguson? Do you have any issues on the ballot?
Well, we have the mayoral elections tomorrow.
You do? Okay. All right. I did not realize
I'm not
that.
Running. That's okay. No, I'm term limited, so I can't run again. June 16th will be my last day in office. So we do have a mayoral race to succeed me tomorrow. And that's all it's on the ballot for the city of Ferguson. So the polls will be open. Obviously we want people to get out and vote. And this is quite a way for me to leave office.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And here we go again. Well, James Knowles, listen, we're closely monitoring that. We're praying for the people and the police officers in Ferguson as you get through this. And our thoughts are with you, my friend. Thank you.
Appreciate everything, Mark. Take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.